Seek self-knowledge. That's all I ask you to do. Self-knowledge includes determining the origin of feelings. What we feel on the surface may grow complex and deeper motivations. That's all right. You want to really know what you're interested in, the origin of your personal pleasures, so I'm going to present one version of that to you. A version for my own reference. There's coding deep in your body. Coding for pleasure, coding for sensation, and what sparks it, what ignites it, should be of interest to you, so you can know more about yourself. This will grow intense. These words will fill your mind. These images are grown from my own desires as well. I am comfortable. I am relaxed. And I'm closing my eyes and letting words flow. The words of desire, of imagery, of every picture laid out with crystal clarity until all you can feel is the direction. This is meditation. This is mind opening. The coding deep within your body for pleasure is sparked by different things, different experiences that precede. So we will learn if you're like me, if you would like to be more like me in this one facet of desire. To understand this particular craving, and then continue to listen and drift. As I present doorways to self-knowledge, doorways to, let's face it, arousal and explanation, you might find that things you were unsure about before become very obvious. The simple command is to seek masculine exploration of desire. Desire for the stereotypically masculine coded information, the muscle, the tautness, the tightness, the hardness. You may still hold a love of softness in your heart if you did before, then of course you still will, I do. But there is much to be said about hard, hot desire, and you have been introduced to your thoughts on the matter. Say hello to them. This new self-knowledge will aid you. Seeking something may lead you to find something different. Be open to new experiences as we truly begin. Your hands running along skin, soft and supple in its own way, but here and there is stubble. And as your hands move along it, you move to a harder, more muscled area. An intriguing texture change, rough and firm enough that you can grab desperately, but your fingers barely dig in, pushed back companionably by the strength of the arms which enfold you. Feel it. Imagine how it would feel to brush your skin against rough flesh, the warmth and closeness of it. A mouth looking for yours, seeking you, kissing along your jawline. Lips less full and less soft, firmer and more forceful, gentle, then searching, then hot, kissing deeply, feeling the desire, feeling the closeness. It makes something in you awaken. Awaken and take notice. Sitting up, looking for more of this. You feel hot and close and horny. Arousal and arousal, in warm, strong arms that enfold you, stubbled jaw and smiling, eager, happy, horny lips that find yours, tongue, and taste, and closeness, and intimacy. Yes, you want to explore that, to at least explore it. Only through exploration will you determine your true inclination and nature. So explore, deeply enough that you can just happily fall into muscled arms, and snuggle up against them. Reassurance and safety. They feel just like trance. Deep. If you trust and you desire, your mind might try to hold you back. But counter its questioning, its quelling, with the following idea. You can only know what you really enjoy when you've tried it. You can only know what you really need if you had felt those needs fulfilled. There is a hunger and a desire hidden deep in you. To feel muscled arms and searching strong jaw and lips against yours, to feel stubble and desire, to just be close to that skin of a different toughness, roughness, exploring, hardness, the safety, security, and surety that they inspire. You can be comfortable rubbing against that, exploring. See the image of the masculine, the arms that take hold and pull you against a firm body. You feel arousal thrill up in you, feel it thrill in the other as well, a rigid, firm pressure against your inner thigh, the tip wet and dripping, slightly yielding, the soft head of a hard protrusion, wet with precum, aroused at the sight and feel of you. You are in those firm arms and feel yourself tremble in anticipation. Hard cock makes your mind simple and joyous, gloriously laid out with your intentions laid bare. Your desires are obvious, obvious to me, obvious to you, obvious to the owner in this mental landscape of that hard throbbing dick waiting for you to touch, to stimulate, to give back the pleasure you already feel. Strong hands searching between your legs, making stars and misty thoughts try to think themselves before dissolving away and floating out of your head. You yearn for rough faces and gentle, then searching, then hot engulfment and control. The hands search your body, finding every place which makes you feel good. Strong and hard and firm hands, like the cock pressing between your legs, rubbing against you. Realize it is all right to do things back. After all, you should explore. You can trust those forceful, strong arms, those searching, eager lips. Trust and relax. Within your own mind is knowledge of yourself. You know how much you enjoy this, so be confident. Seek new knowledge, new self-knowledge. All of your meditations, all of your trance experiences will benefit from seeking these desires inside of you. Let yourself go into them and come out changed and intensified on the other side, with new yearnings, with new desires. Breathe deep. Think of strength and stimulation, the cock, shaft rigid, veins standing out, the head soft and dripping and lubricated, the scent of salt and musk and desire in the air, searching lips and strong arms and rough skin, and some stubble. Think of nipples on a chest that instead of being soft, instead of having breasts, is firm and muscled and fun to run your fingers over. The nipples pebbly and small, but when you touch them or arouse your partner, they do grow a little firmer under your fingertips. Shivers in the body you are being held against because, yes, you are giving pleasure as well as receiving it. Giving pleasure to those strong arms, that thick, long, throbbing cock, those pebbly little nipples, feeling the musculature beneath that flat, taut chest, the muscles on the arms, feeling differences from your prior experiences. This is perfection in the moment of the mind. There is a draw there. The form feels muscled and warm against you, and so you kneel. Your mouth opens. You welcome the tip of the cock inside. Let yourself slurp and drink. The salty precum slides off the tip and onto your tongue. Intimacy, the moment of connection. A groan from above as your partner is unable to resist the heat and intensity of your mouth. Isn't that wonderful? The idea of such a long, thick nervous system connection that you can just suck and slurp and twirl your tongue around, releasing the head to run your tongue under the underside of the shaft, feeling your way up and down it. It's so firm. It slaps against your nose with its eager hardness. Get used to it. Move your tongue against that firmness. Lap up the precum that oozes out and drips down it, painting that pole in silvery light, the feel of the slightly sticky member yielding to your mouth, desperately wanting you, maybe those hips even thrust, jumping against your lips' grip as it becomes somehow even more erect. If you weren't holding it against your lips, it would bounce up and hit the belly above you for sure. You hear the groans, you feel the closeness, balls hanging under it, dangling free in your vision. They tense up when you lean lean down to suck on one, pulling its strange yielding surface into your mouth, feeling the sack, the ball, in your mouth, their nose still pressed to the shaft. You suck on it and then move, sliding your tongue up the length till you reach the head of the cock, putting it and then more of that length into your mouth, every slurp, every gulp, every motion of your head, sucking in your cheeks so it gets pulsed and pumped, sending messages to the figure above you. Pulsing, pumping, sucked, and slurped. Your tongue moves and your lips give so much pleasure. You have a significant part of a pleasured individual's body inside your mouth, within you, vulnerable to you. The act of sucking is at once dominant and submissive. You could do anything to that length, feeling your tongue slide into the slight dip underneath the head, where the skin peels back, then running your lips and tongue, bobbing your head along the shaft to suck at the base. Yes, you could do anything, but you're trapped in desire to see what happens if you keep stimulating it. Suck hard. See the way the cock twitches, the balls tensing up against the bottom of the shaft. You look up and see the muscled body, firm, flat belly up past muscled pecs, to lips that smile and open in a groan, a moan, as a rough tongue licks the length, and the tongue above licks those glistening lips. Yes, wanting this, wanting to be below and suck and explore and control the exploration of yourself and the other, and that is quite all right. This is an acceptable thing to want. So I encourage you to want it harder, want it more. Let your tongue explore that length and your hands reach around to rub the backs of the knees. Feel the muscles and the warm standing form above you. Kneeling seems natural, and the taste of the cock in your mouth is musk and sex and salt on your tongue. Your eyes roll back as your arousal peaks. But what you're doing is bringing a steady stream of moans, groans, grunts, aching desires from above. It's all right, you're allowed to want this. Give yourself permission to explore just a little further. Your lips wrapped around the hard cock, shaft pulled into your mouth as deep as it can go, as deep as you could want it. Every time you swallow, there's a groan because your throat is spasming, shivering, swallowing and working around the dick. Your brain is lost in scent and taste and presence, and so you keep going. Something about this is deeply right, a realization of a long-held splinter of the completion of self. That cock in your mouth completes a circuit. It plugs a hole, but it also turns a lock, a key. You want to learn all about it, this shaft, these muscles, those balls tensing, the way pre-cum just keeps trying to lubricate the cockhead, only to find your tongue and saliva already there and already working away. You want to learn, to explore, to know cock in all its shapes and sizes and growth, to know muscles and searching lips and taut flat chests. You want to intimately know how to turn these mere groans into squeals and gasps of pleasure that grow too frantic for your partner, the victim of your mouth ministrations, your complex and complete licking, impossible for them to resist. This is a simple, powerful, potent, absolute pleasure. It feels good to have something filling and fulfilling in your mouth. The act of letting yourself go into a Zen trance, the meditation on one concept, the concept of this thick, pleasure-receptive flesh in your mouth. So many nerve endings in that cock. So many ways pleasure finds its way from your tongue, your lips, your breath, your hot, searching mouth. Up through the body, your breaths are long and in and out through the nose, tickling the shaft, the base of the shaft. Everything is perfect, the muscled body, the nearness, the roughness, the purity. You lick and suck, and your mind and body can make pleasure. Make it go into your partner in a dark, undeniable way. You turn it on. You turn that thick cock on by your mere presence. There is no resistance, no escape from that fact. You feel it getting tense, the vein in the bottom beginning to pulse. Something is coming, is coming, is... But you get the idea. Your mind has been opened, and only you will know if you still yearn for more. And if all that appealed, well, perhaps you should explore it in more detail, with me or on your own, because your mind has now been awakened to an impassioned description of one small part of your desire. Let the rest of your desires manifest too. Make themselves known. overtake and assist you. There are desires deep within that can bring you more pleasure. A want for muscles, the searching kiss, the firm chest you ran your hands over, feeling small nipples, the way you felt, in strong arms, mouth open, receptive. And there is so much more to receive if you only probe deeper. If it's what you want, you now have the knowledge of your own desire. This is a meditation, an opening, a presentation of one possible fantasy and world. Only you know what you have found, how interested you were, and how your body feels now. In the wake of it all.